Hello, this is Anditi. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, February 17th, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court allows new petitions related to places of worship act. New Delhi Railway Station changes rules after Saturday's stampede. BJP versus Congress versus Doge on US aid for Indian voter turnout allegations and emergency EU leaders meeting after Donald Trump's claim to end Russia-Ukraine war. Enough is enough, said an almost irate Chief Justice of India, irked at the repeated petitions regarding Places of Worship Act. However, later, he asserted that new petitions will be allowed if it brings on something new. Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna also noted that Centre has not filed a response yet and new petitions raising new grounds have come up. We are constrained to pass this order with the number of interventions filed, the top justice said. Meanwhile, the court dismissed writ petitions in which notice has not been issued. Quote, pending writ petitions, which has no notice to stands dismissed with liberty to file application, raising additional grounds, unquote. Which means TGI has allowed application for fresh interventions, given it will raise some new ground which has not been mentioned earlier. Earlier in the day, he had said, enough is enough, we are not going to entertain fresh petitions in the Places of Worship Act matter. TGI Khanna added on several petitions being moved in the Places of Worship Act matter that ever since the top court tagged all the matters pertaining to the question of validity of Places of Worship Act, several petitions have been filed in the top court. While earlier petitions in Supreme Court was filed by Ashwini Kumar Upadhyay, later the top court tagged all matters related to the temple mosque disputes, including the Shahi Idgah Krishna Janmabhoomi matter, Kashi Vishwanath Gyanvapi mosque dispute, Sampal mosque dispute, Kamal Mola mosque and Saraswati temple dispute, etc. Following this, political parties including Congress and Asaduddin Owaisi also moved the top court in favour of the Places of Worship Act, while on the other hand, pleas were also filed by Hindu right-wing organizations challenging the validity of the act itself. In December of 2024, the Supreme Court had barred courts from registering fresh cases challenging the ownership of places of worship or ordering surveys to establish their character and identity until further notice. It had also paused any ongoing surveys as well. This came after it began hearing petitions challenging certain provisions of the Places of Worship Act. Among the six petitions facing the court that month was one by BJP Subramaniam Swamy. The main petition was filed 4 years ago, to which the government was told to respond, but it never did. On the other side, certain petitions sought enforcement of this act, which prohibits filing a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in character, that prevailed on August 15, 1947. The order brought relief for petitioners in other cases as well, many of whom had sought to question the court-ordered surveys of mosques on claims that they were built over demolished Hindu temples hundreds of years ago, and the lower courts were directed to not pass any order or hear any new cases. In January of this year, Congress filed an intervention petition in the Supreme Court, which last month began hearing petitions challenging certain provisions of the Places of Worship Act 1991. The party has sought strict implementation of the law and also joined other opposition parties in moving the top court in this matter. Earlier this month, the top court agreed to hear Mr. Owaisi's plea, ordering it to be heard with others today. The law introduced in 1991 prohibits converting or altering the character of any place of worship and prevents courts from entertaining disputes over its status, with the exception of the Babri Masjid Ram Janmabhoomi dispute, which was explicitly exempted. The Ram Janmabhoomi dispute had been a rallying cry of the Bharatiya Janata Party for decades. The court's decision on Places of Worship Act will impact the ongoing disputes pertaining to Krishna Janmabhoomi Shahi Idgah in Mathura, Gyanvapi and Kashi Vishwanath Temple in Varanasi. In the aftermath of the stampede situation, which killed 18 people at New Delhi Railway Station, the authorities have stopped issuing platform tickets today on an experimental basis. The move, aimed at reducing congestion on the platforms, will have no sale of platform tickets between 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. for 1 week. Delhi police along with CRPF were deployed for crowd control at the station as well. As of now, special attention is being given to foot over bridges. It is being expected that such preventative measures will also be employed at stations across the country, as there is a massive rise in travel towards Prayagraj on account of Kumbh Mela. On Saturday, a surge of passengers waiting to board trains from Prayagraj, where the Mahakumbh Mela is underway, resulted in a stampede. The incident took place on a footover bridge connecting platforms 14 and 15 when some passengers slipped while descending, causing panic and a deadly crash. The passengers were rushed to nearby hospitals, and according to authorities, a total of 18 people were killed, including 5 children. There are multiple reasons being cited as a cause for this tragedy, apart from the official one. Eyewitnesses claimed people panicked after rumors spread that Prayagraj Express would arrive at a different platform, leading to a sudden movement of people. But the railway officials dismissed this claim, attributing the incident to overcrowding. According to Northern Railway's Chief Public Relations Officer, Himanshu Padhyay, the situation escalated when passengers coming down from a footover bridge towards platform 14 and 15 slipped and fell, triggering a domino effect. The situation worsened due to delays in the Swatantra Senani Express and Bhubaneswar Rajdhani, leading to severe congestion at platforms 12, 15 and 16. Some sources say delays in train departures caused the crowd to swell up at platforms as waiting passengers kept rushing in with no train to take the crowd away. Some sources claim the sale of 1,500 general tickets every hour may have created a chaotic situation at the station, while others indicated that wrong announcement about platforms had created the stampede, PTI reported. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav claimed a sudden and unprecedented rush caused the incident. He has ordered an inquiry and set up a 2-member high-level committee to investigate the lapses. There's not an ounce of truth to the US government's DOGE unit's claim on US aid for Indian voter turnout, says former Chief Election Commissioner S.Y. Qureshi. Meanwhile, Congress's Pawan Kheda has ridiculed BJP's claims that Congress facilitated foreign interference in Indian election and questioned if the BJP is alleging a collusion for the 2012 period. It would mean Bharatiya Janata Party won with US help as well. For background, the DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency, which coincidentally shares its name with the meme cryptocurrency, a favorite of its leader Elon Musk, was tasked with finding out irregularities in US funding for humanitarian causes during the Biden administration. This weekend, the department revealed it had cancelled funds allocated for projects in various countries. These included $21 million earmarked for voter turnout in India, $29 million fund for strengthening political landscape in Bangladesh, and a $20 million fund for fiscal federalism in Nepal. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, is the largest humanitarian arm of the US government and has been a top target of DOGE, which is executing the Trump crackdown to cut federal spending with the help of world's richest man, Elon Musk, resulting in job losses for thousands of Americans and aid to hundreds of countries in its plan. Mr. Qureshi, in his statement regarding DOGE, said, and I quote, "The report in a section of media about an MOU by the ECI in 2012 when I was the chief election commissioner for funding of $13 million by a US agency for raising voter turnout in India does not have an iota of fact," end quote. He said there was in fact an MOU with the International Foundation for Electoral System, IFES, in 2012 when he was the chief election officer, and like the ones EC had with many other agencies and the election management bodies, to facilitate training for desirous countries at ECI's Training and Resource Center, India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management. Reacting to the post by DOGE, BJP leader Amit Malviya termed the grant an external interference in India's elections. He questioned who was the beneficiary, asserting that it was not the ruling party for sure. Quote, $21 million for voter turnout. This definitely is an external interference in India's electoral process. Who gains from this? Not the ruling party for sure. Unquote. The BJP's IT department head said on X. He claimed that the now cancelled program was a pointer to the previous Congress-led UPA government, allegedly enabling infiltration of Indian institutions by forces opposed to the country's interests. Mr. Qureshi said the MOU was made in clear black and white that there would not be any financial or legal obligation of any kind on either side. Responding to this battle of words on social media, Congress's Pawan Kheda responded to Mr. Malviya's post on X, which is also owned by Elon Musk. Quote, someone tell this person that in 2012, when ECI allegedly got this funding from USAID, the ruling party was Congress. So by his logic, ruling party Congress was sabotaging its own electoral prospects by getting the so-called external interference. And that the opposition BJP won the 2014 election because of Soros and USAID, unquote. Top European leaders are holding an emergency talk today on Ukraine's situation in the ongoing Russia invasion. Al Jazeera claimed that the emergency talks follow US President Donald Trump's announcement that he will end the Russia-Ukraine war. The report claims that EU leaders are concerned their bloc will be left out of negotiations. The claim takes importance as Trump has reportedly announced he will be meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin very soon and claimed that Putin wants to end the fight. In a similar report by The Guardian, it says Poland's foreign minister, Radoslaw Sikorski, said, quote, very glad that President Macron has called our leaders to Paris to discuss in a very serious fashion the challenges posed by Trump, unquote, he said at a security conference. The meeting has been called by French President Emmanuel Macron. The Polish minister said, and I quote, President Trump has a method of operating which the Russians call Razvedka Boyem, reconnaissance through battle. You push and you see what happens and then you change your position and we need to respond. The countries participating in the EU talks are UK, Italy, Germany, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands and Denmark. Al Jazeera report mentions that European Union leadership and the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte are also planning to be present at the gathering. US President Trump stunned European allies last week that he had called Russian President Putin without consulting them and would start a peace process. Trump's Ukraine envoy Keith Kellogg jolted Europe further on Saturday when he said it would not have a seat at the table for peace talks. Unquote. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said he is ready to put their peacekeeping troops in Ukraine. Starmer said, and I quote, willing to contribute to security guarantees to Ukraine by putting our own troops on the ground if necessary. Unquote. Writing in the Daily Telegraph, he said it was a once-in-a-generation moment and that he was willing to put own troops on ground if necessary. Quote, any role in helping to guarantee Ukraine's security is helping to guarantee the security of our continent and the security of this country, he wrote. The BBC, citing an undisclosed government source, said, quote, the source told BBC that Ukraine has not been invited, but Donald Trump says Ukraine will be involved in negotiations to end the war, unquote. BBC also claimed that Germany has repeated Keir Starmer's sentiments in claiming that they are willing to send their own troops for peacekeeping in Ukraine. Meanwhile, speaking with news channel NBC, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said at least 46,000 Ukrainians have been killed since the Russian invasion of his country in 2022. In the same interview, he said Ukraine has very little chance of survival without the support of the United States, a sentiment he informed US President Donald Trump about on a phone call, urging him for more support. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, Do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.